Nigga blowin' on that ayo, ayo. Breaking down them trees. I'm out the dough with that drone and them keys. Scooping up drinking, I'm hitting the freeway. Yeah, got a whole zip for that perk. Got a couple hoes home with no clothes on. Get a roll on, let's twerk. Now we hotboxing that ghost. Ace all in that dough. Ray-Bans on my face. Never know when my eyes low. Smoke good, fuck good. Eat good, stay cash. She said backwards, kill switches. UE, take out. Yeah. But I love fucking in red bone. She country thick and that hair long. That pussy killer, she dead wrong. She went to Howard, her head strong. Her mama tossed her legs long. She went to college and got a master's. Now she bringing that bread home. Roll up.
Put the
pep
in the blunt. Put the pep in the blunt.
King Carter up for discussion. It's your boy Cameron Scales. I ain't gonna go by some stupid YouTube name or some dumb crazy name, but I just wanted to talk about Dwight Howard's headband. He needs to, someone needs to take it off. The refs need to call technical foul on his ass. Burn it. Maybe put it on the back of the rim if he wants it back so he can make some free throws. Do something. But I'm not really feeling the headband. I don't think too many people are. I don't know if he's trying to drop somebody's swag, if he's trying to not like Shaq, but he looks stupid, it's atrocious, and his head is too small, and that's just that. It's your boy Cameron Scales. I love you guys' podcast. I'll see you guys later. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bet that.
Thank you for coming. He said that man head too small. He right, though.
Yeah, man, it is, dog. I don't know what Dwight was thinking, man. Like, he looked like a damn fool. And I'm sad to say I watched the Lakers game the other night and that fool is still wearing a headband. Like
what is he trying to do? You're not catching no sweat, my man.
I don't know what he trying to do, man. Let's see what this next guy had to say.
Hey, y'all, Paul. What's up? Funny conversation about Dwight. Yeah, that. Why, like, it's like he's trying to turn into a LeBron. His hairline kind of go way back. And then it's like you try to cover it up with the headband. You don't even look right with the headband on. I think he should just go back to his regular two armbands. That's what I would think. But good conversation, good gameplay. And keep doing what you're doing. I thought.
All right. Yo, is this me or my man? Sound like he just rolled out of bed, yo.
He definitely sounded like he was listening to that joint like 5 a.m, you know what I'm saying? About to get ready for school. But, I don't think the white hairline is receding, right? It's not receding.
Nah, it's not.
Nah, it's
man.
Not receding. It's just he wants to wear the headband. I don't know what it is.
Whatever reason. And he liked the purple one too, man. I don't get it. But no, one thing he did say that I'm glad Dwight did start doing is he is back to wearing the two sleeves again. Cause I don't know why he stopped doing that either, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that, man, dog. I don't know. I can't call it.
Well, let's move on to the next one.
Yo, what up? All right, King Carter. First of all, I'm from Philly. Nickname Leak. I just want to say Dwight Howard with a headband is ridiculous.
Okay.
All right. Well, he wanted to let everybody know that he's from Philly. You know what I'm saying? That Dwight headband is ridiculous. That's all that matters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right, man. He got straight to the point. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. What up, y'all? Ask if Dwight Howard's headband looks all right. Are you guys serious? You okay in your head? Why'd you even ask the question? Everyone knows that it looks terrible, and no one likes it, and I don't know if he's married or not. I think, I don't know, But I'm sure every game, after he comes back, his wife talks to him about this stuff. And she's just saying, yeah, you know, your headband sucks so hard. It's just, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to delete this.
Yo. Did he just have a breakdown on a voicemail? No. Yo, that sound like those Xbox Live messages I be getting, man. Like, yep. They sound so hype in the beginning, but at the end, it just at a loss for words. Like,
he didn't know where he wanted to go with it. He was like, he started talking about Dwight's so-called wife. I don't know if Dwight got a wife. I know he got about, like, 13 baby mamas. But,
that's another story.
Yeah, man. Like, that's crazy. He said the headband sucks so hard.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. Whoa there.
What the fuck?
Whoa there. Right.
Yo, Carter, we back, man. Whoa. Oh, my God. I can't believe we back, though. How long has it been?
It's been about, what, 2-3 weeks now?
Too dang on long?
Yeah, you're right about that, man. And I blame myself, man. You know, as the schedules are tightening up. We're both starting new projects in life. We got a lot going on, and it's real hard, man.
It's me too, man. Like, it's been both of us, man. And I'm just glad that the people, you know, they've been hitting us up crazy on the Twitter. Like, yo, when the heck is the next episode? When is it coming?
You told this one boy, yeah, we gonna be recording Friday. He hit you up on Friday, like, so why it ain't on iTunes yet? He don't even want us to edit it. He said, you know what? Fuck that. Just put it up, long, uncut.
I'm like, my man, like, duh. Like, Friday just got here. It was like at the stroke of midnight. It was like 12:01. Like, nigga, where is it? Nigga, I'm on iTunes and I don't see it. Oh, man. Hey, Carter, you got to hit them with, you know, how we bring in every show, man. They don't know it's official until you hit them with it.
My bad. Are we clear? Testing?
Yes.
Yeah. What's going on, everybody? It's Alpha King Carter here, the Superman of YouTube. I got my boy up for the discussion in the building. It's the SGM Podcast. And we about to take it far, you know what I'm saying? But one thing I will tell y'all, this is the sports segment. And no, we are not having any more. And I mean any more NFL Weekly Blitz. That's it.
Why is that? Why is that, Carter?
Because my Eagles ain't shit.
And my Lions is ass.
Now, we told y'all in the last podcast, if the Eagles lose, we not doing another Weekly Blitz. And I'm only here to keep my word. You know what I'm saying? I seen the hits up on Twitter. People was telling me, hey, man, is it true? Are you done with the Weekly Blitz? I said, nah, we gonna record. Well, fuck that. I'm here to tell y'all right now, we ain't recording. I ain't wasting my time. Let's move on.
Hey, but hold up, Carla. We can't move on because we did get a football-related voicemail, and it's actually my man taking bang bang. He's taking some shots at you. So I don't know, man. I was like, am I gonna play this for Carter? Am I not? But you know, Carter, you sound kind of amped up, and you know, I think you can handle this. So this is what my man had to say.
Hey, come on, IKC. Why you gotta get on the Jaguars like that, man? Jaguars one of the best teams in the NFL. Like, I know they ain't showing it right now, but they one of the best. Chad Henne, bro. Chad Henne a beast. Justin Blackmon, he a beast. I mean, MJD ain't there, but you know, they still going around with Chad Henne and Justin Blackmon, man. They just picked up your boy from Philly, Babin, boy. So I want to see how that worked out. If you know y'all center board don't know what to do with players. Yeah, y'all got LeSean McCoy on the bench. But anyway, you know, Jaguars, they pretty cute. You know, they pretty beast. You need to stop talking about IKC because your Eagles ain't doing nothing right now. You talk about the Jaguars again, bro, I'll fight you. We can fight in the UFC arena, boy. I ain't playing with you.
He ain't playing with you, Carter. What do you got to say to this man?
I will put him in the fucking guillotine. You hear me? You hear me? Once I wrap my legs around you and I pull, it's a wrap. You going to sleep. Ain't no waking up. I don't even care if you tap. Don't talk about my Eagles.
You must not have seen the David Carter videos, yo.
And dog, I got swift elbows, man. Lay you out. Nah, man. Real talk, man. I cannot believe we lost to the Jaguars that week, man. I was devastated. Man, I was seriously almost done with football, yo. Real rep. I was, and what made it so bad last week, they tried to get a fucking win and then gonna lose this week. I said, what the fuck? What are y'all, bipolar? And go for the number one pick already. You don't got nothing to show us. Don't bring your pride to the field. You know what I'm saying? Pride is over with. Everybody's injured. Everybody's fired. Everybody, man, fuck it, man. I don't want to talk about you no more, man. Wait a minute.
Hey, man. Hey, it's all right, man. It's all right, man. Cause, my man was talking about UFC and fighting and, you know, I heard somebody else got knocked out recently, man. You know, you hear about that?
Listen, my man got hit with the Hayugan.
Hayugan!
So, Manny Pacquiao, man.
Hold up. Manny Pacquiao, man.
Manny
Pacquiao.
Pacquiao. Listen, this man, listen, I know this, no homo, for real. I'm gonna say no homo, but he caught a stiff one, yo. Listen, I make sense, yo. As of today, I'm still sending out Instagram pics of this man planking worldwide, yo.
Oh man, it ain't planking. That's Pacquiao, and dog. Hey, the funniest one I seen so far, man, it gotta be the baby with the boxing gloves on, kid.
Oh, baby Pacquiao.
Yeah, baby Pacquiao.
I'm better, dog. Muhammad Ali.
Oh man, they had that nigga, oh my god, they had him in the Sleeping Beauty joint. They was like, he's still waiting for his Prince Charming.
Listen, when I was on Twitter the other day, right? And I saw Muhammad Ali, you know when he knocked out,
I saw that on your Instagram today.
I was like, yo! I said, no, this is stolen.
Down goes Poochie Owl, down goes Poochie Owl.
Oh my goodness, my chest was burning, that's how bad I was, yo.
You gotta get some Tums.
Punch up, though. They had
that. Hey, what was the first one you saw, though?
The very first one?
Yeah.
The joint, I ain't sleep, though.
the first one I saw was with the shorty taking like the bedroom pic with Manny in the background on the bed.
Wow, that's serious, yo. Yo, I got so many Manny Pacquiao joints. I got Punch Out, I'm Sleep though. I even got the regular joint.
I love the one with him on the iPhone, man. I gotta put my phone in Pacquiao mode right fast. You know, we recording SGM, so you know I got it in Pacquiao mode.
Sleep mode.
Yo, I think Pacquiao went more viral than T-Bowen did, dude. Like, it was like an overnight sensation.
Yeah, that's a rap, yo. Planking worldwide. My bad, Pacquiao went worldwide. To tell you the truth, I think Manny Pacquiao is done, man.
Yeah. Like, did you see the one, though? Like, the dude had got it perfectly. He had the right leg, the left leg up and everything, dog.
Yo, I seen Simba trying to save him like he was.
Yeah.
It was sad. Yo, technology nowadays is out of hand, yo.
It is, man. It was like instantly, dude. But the messed up part about it is, like, everybody was in the ring celebrating while he's still on the ground, though, man.
I thought he was dead. I was like, he's moving. When niggas get knocked out, they usually turn over. So he was sleep.
He was just stiff, man.
He was sleep. I said, God damn. Like, he don't want to fight Mayweather, man. Like, real rap.
I can't remember what podcast I was listening to. Shout out to whoever that was. But Pacquiao won't fight Floyd for this reason. Floyd could not deal with this type of ridicule, man. Like, if Floyd was to get knocked out and went viral in that way, he wouldn't be able to handle it, bro. He wouldn't be able to handle it.
Yeah. I just look at it like this, man. For you to get knocked out like that by a counterpunch, you can't fight a counterpuncher. It's simple, man. Every time Pacquiao went down in that fight, every time he got hit with a hard shot, what was it? A strong counter right. A strong counter left. Every single time. What does Floyd Mayweather throw all game? He throws lead rights, lead lefts, counter rights, counter lefts. It's all day thing, man, putting up the shell, hitting you with a lead left. Oh, man. I've never seen Pacquiao fight a tactician. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen it, and I don't think he could do it. You know what I'm saying? You can't turn a fight into a brawl that you can't win. It's that simple.
So if Floyd was to fight Pacquiao, would you pay to see that fight?
Oh, hell to the Nizal. I got the live streaming website on deck.
Hold on. Would you have paid for it before this Pacquiao knockout?
Hell to the Nizal. I got the live stream on deck. Hey, Money Mayweather. Listen, I know. I know, but it's a lot of people out there eating buffalo wings and watching you on the big screen paying for it. I'm cool. I'm a sit in my own home. I'm a chill on my mat. I'm a watch you. I'm a eat some chips though. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a click the close on the ad that pop up every 20 seconds. You know what I'm saying? But
man, hey, you know somebody cleaned up that night, man, because you know Cass was betting on Pacquiao.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I don't know what those odds were, man, but gosh, I know somebody cleaned up.
Yo, but speaking on Floyd, though, real rap, who do you think he should fight next, man?
Honestly, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, for a long time, it was like Floyd and Pacquiao, and I don't know. I don't see him fight Marquez, so I have no clue, dude.
He already beat Marquez. Remember?
I know. So that's what I'm saying. He's not going to fight him again. Like, Floyd don't do that, man. He don't be like, Floyd Mayweather versus such and such, 12. Like, nah, man, he ain't with that.
So what you think about Timothy Bradley?
I don't know, man. Like, didn't do, like, barely just get a win over Pacquiao. Like, he didn't really beat him.
It was a big upset. Like, a lot of people think that Pacquiao won that fight.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know, like, I hate to, you know, bring it to, like, race, but, like, do people really want to see two black dudes go at it anymore, though?
Yeah, if they good fighters, but the thing is, Andre Berto, he ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people thought when he was up and coming, he was going to be, like, one of the next Floyds. He even tried to fight like him in his style. He got his ass whooped in his last fight. I mean, he put the shop, yo, listen, what they call him, Jones? The shotters, the glasses. Yo, listen, the bull said this. This is what the announcer said. He said, so Berto, I know you can't see right now, but if you look up with me on this big screen, he took them glasses off. Motherfucker, you ain't see no white.
Yeah.
I said, God damn.
Hey, you know, I was on the Up for Discussion Facebook fan page hitting people up with the question. Like, I had to ask the ladies, like, yo, what would you do if your man came home looking like that, man? Like, yo, dude was looking crazy, son. I mean, how do you, I don't even know, man. Like, dude.
Martin versus the Hitman. Remember that?
Oh my gosh, man. See, that's the reason why, like, dude, you getting hit in your face and you just, oh man. Like, you can't even see afterwards, man. What is the point? What is your life coming to, dog? Like, I'm good on that, man.
I think personally, though, Floyd need to have one more fight and then retire. Cause his hands is still, you know what I'm saying, iffy. Like, he been having hand problems for years now.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he got so much, well, I'm assuming he has so much money. Like, I mean, for him, I guess he only do it because he still love it. Like, cause it ain't really about the bread. I mean, and Pacquiao versus Mayweather ain't gonna bring in the money that it would have before, you know, Pacquiao became a viral sensation.
Yeah. So, I'm sleep though. But
yes,
the way I see it, man, one more big payday for that gambling addiction he has, and Floyd just might as well call it a night, man.
Just hang it up.
You know what I'm saying? If he go out the best, that's cool, because he already is the best right now. Just go out the best, man. Don't take no chances.
No reason to, man. You don't want to become like, you definitely don't want to have what happened to Manny to happen to him. So,
no,
I highly doubt that, man. I don't think he's going to let that happen.
All right. Well, let's get off that topic. That's a sore subject, man. Pacquiao, I know you want to sleep, though, even though you was. But Floyd, you know what I'm saying? Get something for the money team and then move on, man. It's time to retire. But let's move into the NBA, man. I've been struggling to get to
do it,
Jack, man. Let's talk about the NBA. Now, the first topic we have, do you guys think that the LA Lakers should trade Paul Gasol? I need y'all guys to leave us a voicemail. The link and phone number will be in the description. I'm not going to say it because I don't want y'all, you know what I'm saying, not listening and trying to dial on the phone. But after the podcast, definitely leave your thoughts on if you think that Paul Gasol should get traded. My thoughts, to tell you the truth, they have Antoine Jameson and they have Paul Gasol. To tell you the truth, the way that the trade was supposed to go, Paul was supposed to be gone. Somehow, the Lakers magically sprinkled a little bit of dust over the trade and kept Paul. So, in my eyes, if Paul's going to be a liability with injuries and things of that nature, and Antoine Jameson balls for about 30 games and puts up somewhat of Paul type of stat line, then you can shop him around. But for right now, keep Paul, let him get healthy, and if he acts up again or gets injured again, then it might be time to go. But the Lakers and the whole man, they need practice.
Dude, I don't know. They need prayer, dude. You talking about practice. Them dudes need prayer at this moment.
Because you got Kobe Bryant with multiple 40-plus games, and it results in an L, man. Like, what in the hell, man? Like, seriously, like, it's crazy. You got Kobe Bryant, the one of the best, obviously top three in the league at this moment, and his team just can't get it done. Like, I mean...
Number one scoring in the league, but his team is like what, fifth, sixth, maybe seventh in the West.
Dude, are you no? They're not even in the top eight, bro. Like, dude, they have not even cracked that. They're not even playoff bound, dog. The Lakers are so terrible.
Tomorrow it'll be a wrap for them.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, the Lakers are not in the top eight. Like, when have you ever been able to say that, man? To say that the Lake Boys. Not in the top eight teams in the West. Like, usually they be right at the top, man. And it's like, are you freaking kidding me, son? Like, I don't know, man. I can't call it, dog. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, you definitely right about that. But if they got two more wins, they would be in the runnings.
Yeah. But you know what teams are beneath them, though, dog?
Let's see. You got Sacramento, Phoenix.
Suns, and the Hornets. That's it. Nah. That's it. Like, they've never been, like, along those teams. Dude, the biggest surprise in the West has got to be the Golden State Warriors, dog. They are in the top five spot.
I told you, they ain't Golden State the sleeper. I told y'all Golden State was going to be a sleeper, man. I know the NBA. Listen, but listen,
you was giving me hell when I said the T-Wolves. They right behind them, baby. They right behind them in the six. Look, both of our sleeper teams right now in the West is doing a thug dizzle.
Yeah, I need Portland to step it up, man. Lillard, he doing his thing, man.
I know, man. How can they be right above the Lakers, dog? Like,
cause Lillard, man, dog. Next rookie of the year. What you mean?
No, I'm saying I think they should be higher, dog. Like, why don't they have more dubs, man? Like, that's what's blitzing me. But you know what? The funny thing about it is the Thunder. Them being the number one team, I think they about to float under the radar the same way the Spurs did last year. Yeah, everybody know Kevin Durant is the man. Everybody know Westbrook is the dude. But with the Lakers playing so bad, it's allowing them, OKC, to fly under the radar something ridiculous right now, dog. Because to be honest with you, I didn't even know they was the number one team in the West. I'm like, they're not even talking about them. Everybody, every time I turn on the ESPN, they're talking about the Lakers. Kobe, oh my God, how do you feel about your team being so ass? And that's all they're talking about, man. They're not even talking about the best team, man. And they flying under the radar. And when playoff time come, it's going to be like, oh my gosh, man. Yeah. Could you imagine if the number one and the number eight would be Lakers Thunder? Could you imagine that?
That'd be easy for us.
That'd be crazy, son.
That'd be stupid. So how do you feel about Paul getting traded?
Honestly, I don't think he should go. I looked at Paul Gasol the last game I was watching with the Lakers, and he's sitting on the bench laughing at Dwight Howard. It's like, oh my God, Dwight, you fucking terrible. Oh my God, I gotta go off on this rant on Dwight Howard, dog.
Okay.
Where is he? It ain't got nothing to do with the headband. Ain't got nothing to do with the two sleeves. Where the hell is he? I'm looking at Dwight Howard. He lost. He not playing his position at all, man. It was fucking Ron Artest battling under the basket against the other team's two bigs. I'm like, where the hell is Dwight Howard? This nigga is running on the other side of the court. It's like, come on, son, you're not even playing your position. He can't catch rebounds. I mean, he's had the lowest rebounds this year, like, since his entire career started in the NBA. Like, he is terrible. Where is he? And for that reason, I'm like, yo, they can't get rid of Powell, man. Cause Dwight is not the beast that they thought he would be, man. Dwight is like a shell of himself, if that.
Wow.
And yeah.
Can I add a floor back? Just
yeah, man. You hit on a mic, man.
All right, hold up. All right, thank you, sir.
No problem.
Well, moving on, guys, after that rant, obviously, we're going to move on to Mr. Rob Parker. I'm sorry, my bad.
Oh, yeah, the dude that I can't stand on ESPN. Oh, this is so beautiful. Cardinal, let's do this. I love it.
He was suspended by ESPN over RG3 comments. Now, we all know this story. If you don't know this story of a discussion, can you go on another mini rant, please? You got
okay. Actually, I'm not even going to speak on it. You know, I'm gonna let the clip play for itself.
My question, which is just a straight honest question, is he a brother or is he a cornball brother?
What does that mean?
Yeah, explain that.
Well, he's not really. Okay, he's black. He kind of does the thing, but he's not really down with the cause. He's not one of us. He's kind of black. He's in the book, but he's not really like the guy you really want to hang out with. Because he's off to something else.
Why is that your question?
Well, because that's just how I want to find out about him. I don't know, because I keep hearing these things. We all know he has a white fiance, and there was all this talk about he's a Republican, which there's no information at all. I'm just trying to dig deeper into why he has an issue, because we did find out with Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was like, I got black skin, but don't call me black. So people got a little wondered about Tiger Woods early on about him.
What do you RG3's braids say to you?
Now that's different, because to me, that's very urban and makes you feel like, I think he would have a clean cut if he was more straight laced or not. Like, wearing braids is, you're a brother, if you got braids on.
Stephen A., what's your take on this?
Well, first of all, let me say this. I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
So, obviously, y'all see this man is on live TV, ESPN, questioning another black man's blackness. He called him a cornball brother. Carter, have you ever, referred to another black man as a cornball brother before?
Hell no. I didn't even know that term existed.
You know why? Because only a cornball brother would know anything about that term. And Rob Parker is a fucking cornball brother. Like, I mean, you know what Rob Parker is? Rob Parker is that dude that gets mad at other black guys for being with white chicks because all the white chicks he ever tried to date dissed him. Damn. He's that dude. He's that dude that is mad because he can't do it. He's mad that another dude that looks, I mean, everybody know RG3 got a little weird look to him. Everybody can probably agree on that.
Him not being
a brother? Like, I mean, come on, dog. What doesn't make this dude a brother? I mean, he out there balling his ass off, doing things that most other quarterbacks in the league can't even do right now. On top of that, I mean, he dating a white chick. Ain't that what, black athletes do?
Exactly. I mean, the white women, they come flocking, baby.
I'm just saying, man. But what's your thoughts on this whole Rob Parker fiasco, man? Calling out a man on live TV about his blackness. And the crazy thing about it, Carter, is why is, oh my God, what is this dude's name? Stephen A. Smith. Why is he the sensible person in this discussion? That's when you know it's an issue. When the most illogical person on ESPN is now being the person with the most sound advice, the most sound sense making. I mean, like, it's crazy. This dude is making sense and somebody else is looking like a fool for a change.
The way I see it, the way Rob Parker handled whatever personal beef that he has with RG3, he handled it the wrong way. Now, when you do it over live TV, it's like a sin. Now, Twitter might have been a better outlet. He probably wouldn't have gotten as much trouble. And
you know what? He probably tried to do that, but, he don't have that many followers. He didn't get that many retweets. Right, people wasn't feeling it.
Right.
So he's like, how can I get this out there?
Fuck it, I'm going live. But, man, he did it the wrong way, man. For you to tell another black man that he's not one of us, come on, bro. Like, don't you think that when he was growing up, he went through the same type of struggles? Like, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter if you're black or not, but at the same token, you can't tell another African American that he's not down with the cause. What does that even mean? Or This ain't the 60s? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, he's a cornball brother.
Like, yo, we in a whole new generation, bro. Nobody cares. A black man could be with a white woman. A white man could be with a black woman. What you gonna call her? Cornball sister? Come on, be real with yourself. You just mad because you ain't getting no coup.
Exactly.
If you can't get the coup, then that's your problem. They got pocket pussies, nigga. What the fuck?
All right, so.
We done with him.
No, that nigga. No, we not completely done, man. I want to have some fun, man. I want to have some fun. I want all of our listeners right now, man. If y'all in school, wherever you at, get your phone, get you a piece of paper, a notebook, and some pens or a pencil or something. Carter, I want you to do the same. Cause you know what we about to do? We are about to take the Rob Parker Scale of Blackness test. Are you ready? Are you ready for this, Carter?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so the first question is hairstyle. Now, if you got dreads, you get 25 points. If you got a fro, you get 10 points. If your hair is shaved by choice, you get 5 points. Now, if you bald just out of necessity, you get 0. If you rocking a frohawk, you lose 5 points. If you know what a frohawk is, you lose 5 points. And if you just got a close, smooth cut, you lose 10 points. So Carter, how many points you coming away on that one?
I think I'm coming out with 5.
Okay. You coming away with the 5. Okay.
Yeah, I got the nice little slick baldy rocking, you know what I'm saying? Got my SUNY rolling, you know, some Philly shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I can dig it. All I got is a taper fade. And I mean, the closest thing on that list is, I guess, a close smooth. I don't know. So I guess I just lost 10 points of blackness right there. Dang. Wow. I mean, I'm starting off in the negatives, man. I might be a cornball brother, y'all. I might be. Okay. The next thing on deck is politics. Now, if you voted Democrat, you get 25 points.
Okay.
Then if you voted Democrat again, you get 10 bonus points because obviously, our president is still black.
Okay.
Now, if you voted independent, you lose 10. And if you voted Republican, you lose 50. So, yeah, I just collected 35 points right there.
Yeah,
so,
here,
I think I'm back in the lead now. I'm up 25. So, that's beautiful. I gained some blackness. Now, Carter, you know what's next, right? Music. If you listen to hip-hop, rap, R&B, or soul, you get 25 points.
Nice.
If you listen to gospel, you get 10 bonus points.
Nice.
If you listen to rock and roll, you lose 10. Listen to alternative, you lose 25. If you listen to country, you lose 50.
Damn. Well, luckily I'm down with the cause, but
I know.
It ain't like my ears have been stained, brother. I have listened to a couple things when I've been at the gym with the fellas, you know what I'm saying? They might be listening to that hard rock. You know, when it comes to the alternative, I might have drove past a nice lady in her car, you know, on my motorcycle, caught a couple tunes. And as it goes for country, you never know, man. I might have liked their boots. God damn it. Why ain't my father following the bar? Shit.
So for me personally on this one, I don't listen to much country. But I have listened to rock and roll and alternative. And by default, I listen to gospel and rapping R&B, so I come away with 0 points gained on that. So I guess I'm still black because I got my plus 25 from the last two questions. What about you, Carter?
I come out with 35. Matter of fact, no. Did he say -5 for alternative and all that? But what did he say?
-25 for alternative.
Whew, that's a damn change.
Yeah, I know, ain't it?
I'm gonna stick with my 35, man. All right, I got you right here. I'm gonna tell you what's on my iPhone right now. And this will clarify what type of person I am and what I listen to.
All right.
I got Red Cafe new mixtape, American Psycho. I got Young Jeezy new mixtape, It's the World. I got Game new album, Jesus Pieces, the deluxe edition. You know what I'm saying? And you know I had to top it off with Lil Mouse. What you ain't know he dropped the mixtape, Jay?
I heard, man.
I got that little mouse on deck, dog, and you know I got that one track, though. Hold up. Nah, I got a player for him, man. Real rap. You know what I'm saying? He talking about I ain't got my, what is that, 35%? Listen, I got this right now, dog. Hold up. It's about to go down, dog. Shoot, you ain't know? talking about I ain't down for the cause. What you mean I ain't down for the cause? Real rap.
Just pop the molly. Now I'm sweating. Woo!
Real rap, dog. Come on, man.
My neck. Oh, man, dog. So, moving on, man. The next thing you gotta bring into this is sexual orientation. Straight will get you 0 points for whatever reason. And bisexual, you lose 50, and gay, you lose 100. So I guess I'm still with just 25 points, because I'm a straight shooter over here.
Yeah, I get 0 points for that round. Sucks.
Okay, so the next thing we got on deck, man, is which describes you best, and we can only choose one. Richard Pryor was a god. Eddie Murphy is my hero. Chris Rock is my boy. Seinfeld was the funniest show ever. I watch Tosh.0 regularly, and Gallagher, oh my god, I love Gallagher.
I'm gonna have to go with the Eddie Murphy one.
Yeah, same here, man. So we get plus 10. Richard Pryor got you 25, Chris Rock got you 5. If you had Seinfeld, you lose 5, Tosh, you lose 10, and all you Gallagher lovers, you lost a hot 25. This dude is a fool, man. All right, the next thing on this dude's test is movies, man. Okay, if you've seen almost every Tyler Perry movie except Alex Cross, you get 25 points. Wait, hold up. You saw Alex Cross? You get an extra 5 points.
Oh, I'm up. I'm winning.
You seen Soul Food? You get 10 points. You've never seen Soul Food? You lose 10 points. Ooh. You love Sci-Fi? You lose 10 points. And if you enjoy chick flicks, you lose 10 points. I almost didn't get to Tyler Perry. The Tyler Perry points, but I love the fact that he put scene almost every. See, if it would have been every, I wouldn't have got my 25 points. So I get to 25 plus the 5, because, yeah, I saw Alex Cross. And, yeah, of course I seen Soul Food. So I just collected what's that, 40 points? Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. But hold up, I got to take 10 away because I do like Sci-Fi movies. So I guess I came out with 30.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Man, what can we say, man? So I'm at 55 now. Where you at, Carter?
Man, I'm probably over a bean right now. We gonna have to run it back at the end of the round, because I know for sure. I got 5 for the Baldy, I got 25 for the music plus another 10. Then I just got 40 from this go round, so I'm up right now.
Okay. So the next thing on his list is religion, and the rules is you gotta pick one or deduct 10 points if this does not apply.
Okay.
If you attend a black Baptist church, you get 25 points. If you sing in a black Baptist church, you get 50 points. If you attend a mosque, you get 25. If you attend a black Christian church, non-Baptist, you lose 10 points. If you attend a mixed race church, you lose 10 points.
Damn.
And if you attend a prominently white church, you lose 50 points. That is crazy, son. See, because I go to a mixed race church, so I guess I just lost 10 points for whatever reason. Carter, how many points did you come away in that?
The truth, I got to deduct 10 because I don't apply. I do doubles on Sundays.
Got you.
Yeah, so I can.
You just lost. You lost 10 points off GP.
Off GP, off the real rap. Like, I got the Bible all over me, though. Shit, I can look at my arm. I can say, okay, Galatians 6:17. Okay, Psalm 23:6. I got that.
Philippians,
oh, I got them all. What you mean? And I got the Coach Carter tag. Like, I can get real deep on you now. I can preach.
Don't do it.
You know, I should get plus 5 for this shit.
I know, right?
I'm actually at the temple and I'm using it well. I'm trying to remember something out here.
All right, so you know he had to come with what you are currently dating or would date. If it's a sister, you get 25 points.
Not 25.
If she a red bone, you get to add 10 points to that.
Damn.
Now, if she Hispanic, you lose 5. If she Asian, you lose 10.
Damn.
If she a different type of Asian, you lose 15. Hold up. Oh, my God. They done broke Asian down? Why they doing my Asian sisters like this? Hold up. Let me go back. I got to start the whole scale over, man. Sisters is plus 25. Red Bones, you get an extra 10 points. Now, you lose 5 points if she Hispanic, meaning she Puerto Rican or Mexican. Now, if she's
Puerto Rican and black, that should be plus 30.
I know, right? Like, if she Asian, if she Vietnamese, Laotian, or Cambodian, you lose 10. Now, if she Asian, meaning she Japanese or Chinese, you lose 15. Now, if she Hispanic, meaning she Cuban, Colombian, or just Spanish, you lose 15. Oh, my God. If she's Jewish, you lose 45. And if she's white, you lose 50. That is crazy, son.
Damn, I thought Jewish would be worse. She tight with the bread.
Damn, boy. Woo! And we can only choose one. So, Carter, where you at with it?
Man, I got a black sister, man, but she ain't a red bone, man. Love my life.
Got the plus 25, man. Same here. I come off with the plus 25, man.
Damn.
Boy, woo, that's crazy. Okay, we finally moving on to something a little bit more relevant. Sports.
Okay.
Now, if you play or follow basketball, you get 25.
Got 25.
Play or follow football, you get 25.
Got 50.
If you play or follow baseball, you get nothing. If you play or follow soccer, you lose 10.
I don't even know what that is.
Play or follow hockey, you lose 25.
I like the Phillies. That's all. What do you call them? The Flyers. That's all I know about hockey.
If you play or follow tennis, and we ain't talking about the Williams sisters, obviously, you lose 25.
Damn, so I can't look at no ass? I don't get no points for looking at ass?
If you follow or play golf and not just rooting for Tiger, you lose 25. And if you follow NASCAR, you lose 50.
50 for damn, I can't see no accidents. I can't see no pileups.
That's crazy, man. I came off with 50 points because I follow basketball and football, so.
Yeah, same here. I play basketball, recreational, and I follow football and basketball. I don't get nothing for baseball, you know what I'm saying? I look at when the World Series is on, you know what I'm saying? When
that's
the
it, same here, on. Man.
That was
it. Man. That just reminded me, my Tigers made it to the final show and lost.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got two more categories, people.
Okay.
This one is television. You can select all that apply. If you watch BET regularly, give yourself 25 points. If you watch Scandal, give yourself 5 points. If you watch Basketball Wives, give yourself 5 points.
Well, my girl get me up right now.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta, give yourself 10 points.
Nice, my girl.
If you watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you lose 10 points. If you watch Big Bang Theory, you lose 5 points.
Watch that.
And if you watch Fox News, you lose 25 points.
Now,
I don't know about you, Carter. I come away with 0 because I watch Scandal and I watch Big Bang Theory. They cancel each other out, so I didn't gain nothing. What about you?
My lady, she just helped me out right here. I got 25 for BET.
Yeah, boy.
Game. Nigga, I'm gonna be watching the what is that? Real Men Celebrities Hip Hop Kevin Hart shit? I'm doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? She got me watching the Real Housewives of Atlanta. She got me watching basketball while I'm up right now.
Damn, that's 25 plus 10 plus 5.
I'm quitting, nigga.
Boy got a hot 40 points.
But ain't cornball nigga over here.
I know, right? And we got a bonus question, man. This shit is crazy. I don't know why they threw this on here. Bonus question is the OJ question. If you think he did it, you lose 10 points. Obviously. If the glove don't fit, you must have quit. You get 10 points.
What you know about that saying, boy?
Woo! Okay, Carter. So where you at with it, man? What's your final tally?
My final tally probably like 400, man.
I came off with 130 points total, man.
All right, hold up. I gotta tally myself. All right, first question was hair, right?
Yeah, first joint was hair, man.
You said
you went with the baldy, right?
Yeah, so that's 5, right?
Well, you said by choice, right? So
yeah,
that was choice. Yeah, that was 5. That got you 5. Right.
What's second one?
Second one was politics, man. If you voted for the president, you got 35 points.
All right, 35 points.
Okay. And the next one was music. You had to select all that applied. I think you just went with hip-hop and gospel, right?
Yeah, that's 35, right?
Yeah, that's 35. And the next one, you went with Eddie Murphy, so that got you plus 10.
Okay.
You straight, so you ain't getting no points for that. You went with no religion because you tied it up, so you lost 10 points for that.
Damn.
I know, right? And then you seen all the Alex, you seen the Tyler Perry,
right.
You saw Alex Cross, and you seen Soul Food. So that collected you, what is that, 40 points.
Okay, I'm up.
You got a sister, so that gave you another 25.
Okay, up.
You got the basketball and the football, that's plus 50.
Oh, I'm up.
Yeah, and then what was the tally for TV? Because you had BT, you BT, had basketball-wise, and other joints. So, yeah, that was another 40 points. Plus the OJ gets you 50 points. Where you at?
All right, OJ give me plus 50?
No. OJ give you plus 10. I was adding that with the TV.
All right. So I must be at 240.
Okay, cool, man. I got 130, and to become black, meaning you are welcome at Sporty Cuts anytime, is 100 plus. And I guess we both black, man. Neither one of us is Cornball Brothers.
All right, so
I love the way we spent like 10 minutes to let everybody know that the host of SGM are not Cornball Brothers by Rob Parker standards.
That's cool. All right.
Hey, before we get out of here, man, and move on to games, man, we had one more voicemail, man. We're going to have to play this, man, from the homie Alejandre, man. So this is what he had to say, y'all.
Hey, man, it's Alberto. I'm calling for the SGM Comp podcast, man. I just want to say, Dwight Howard with his headband, that nigga looking stupid as hell. Like, I like how what iPod said, like, he's got the shit on the bottom of his head, all the way to the top, looking like Brown. Well, I'm over here like, who the fuck you think you is? Like, I don't know. It's just crazy, but. As far as the gaming goes, yeah, I got my ass kicked by a girl once. I was playing, it was NCAA 10 with my sister. My sister don't know anything about football. But she picked Florida, she a Florida fan. I picked Miami because I'm a Canes fan. And I was, you know, drawing my plays, drawing my defense and all this. And every time she was on offense, she would throw a Hail Mary. And every time she was on defense, she would play prevent. And I don't know, the game ended like 70-something to 70-something. And she ended up like over 1,000 passing yards. So, yeah, I got my ass over by some girl who don't know what the fuck she's doing on it. She was like 10. So that kind of pissed me off, man. And the longest session I ever had gaming was NCAA 10, Road to Glory. I played that shit for like 6 hours straight. And then after top-ranked Canes team, because I got into top-ranked after a while, after we lost to fucking Boston College by like Doug Flutie 2.0, I raged and I stopped. That's the longest I've ever gone without raging. That's the longest I ever played straight. No breaks, no nothing. So, yeah. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. And I love this podcast.
Oh, yeah, man. We appreciate that love. Right, Carter?
Thanks a lot. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. He definitely answered all the questions, got out what he needed to get out. I'm sorry he had to lose by a girl that ain't know how to play.
It was his sister, though. So, I mean... I don't know. That can make it either worse or...
I got her for telling all of this.
That's family, you know. She got my blood running through her too, so, you know. However you want to make that work for you, bro.
I don't know.
But no, I just want to say my bad, man. Alberto, I got your name right. I'm sorry I fucked it up before.
Yeah. But moving on, guys, we're going to go into games. But before that, up for discussion, man, let them know what they're about to listen to.
Oh, man, this is my homie, D-Town native, my boy Rick Smith. He just dropped this single right here. It's called Stolen Car, y'all.
Don Cutter. I'm flying down 8 Mile, my face frowned and my bass loud. I'm about to turn on green, feel like mean chills go straight down. Ride to the 6 where they got them nicks and they had them bricks and they cashed them quick. Last one slip is a one-way trip and the line is thin, but the girls like this. It's rolling like a stolen car. We posted code, it's going hard. It's loaded strap for sure to that. That's that, it's Black Mac. Go hold the Mac, it's tip to tat. I'm hitting that, she's throwing back. It's rolling like a stolen car. I'm reppin' for my section, stuntin' for my district. These boots was made for walking, and I'm stomping out your shit with bitches. Those and pounds, they hold it down from my locale to your local town. The wreck homes with a tech blow, only you exposed the open gown. Supposed to style, I might blow a bounce, start shitting on y'all suckers. Click the chrome, go ruckus, I'm just in the zone, so fuck this. I done lost my mind, homes is missing.
list and go to your luck. It's rich is prone to go nuts. It's not a place you're trying to be present. You came to box, I'm banging shots. I think faces gotta be best bit. Case of robber, I'm focused like I'm trying to case a robbery exit. He takes your style and eat breakfast. I'm basically how a T-Rex is it. Chess is what I'm playing. Y'all no threats and y'all don't weigh inside the class that I'm stationed in. Yo, E-class, I'm breaking it. Stomping out your running mouth. It's safe to say I won't race again. It's your improve, we on the move. It's smoking brews, we holding twos. You trick ass niggas know the rules. That's off top, one for the losing. I just do my thing, it's true. These heathens, but they beefing stew. So it's lava hotter than driving a school.
Rolling like a stolen car. We posted code, it's going hard.
It's loaded strap for sure that. That's that, this black mag. Go hold the mag, it's tip and tat. I'm hitting that, she's throwing back.
Rolling like a stolen car. We posted code, it's going hard.
I'm repping for my section, stunning for my district. These boots was made for walking, and I'm stomping out your shit with bitches.
The longest time I ever played a game was at least 18 hours. Modern Warfare 3, you know, was with the homies, you know. Playing the game, got too carried away. Mama called, you know, told her I was hanging out. She got pissed off, got in trouble, you know, but, you know, 18 hours, you know. People call me a no-life, but, you know, I'm already 11th to seed on Black Ops 2. But, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Damn, did he say 11 prestige?
God damn, I ain't even going to say that. Hey, 11 prestige in Black Ops 2, I ain't even prestige.
Dog, this shit can't. We got this voicemail like 2 weeks ago, dog. Where you think he at now?
Yo, listen, can you, like, I'll give you my sign in.
I know, dog. Can you play for me? I don't even have the game, nigga.
Wow, 11 prestige, what the fuck?
Dog, that shit is crazy, man. I ain't even gonna comment on him being called by his moms just off of the respect that at 11 prestige, man. So, yeah, man, you just avoided some slander on that. So, let's get to the next V-mail.
Hey guys, it's Sherry Stoy calling. I swear I'm not gonna be a voicemail stalker, but you guys said something about, girl gamers on the last episode. So, you know, I had to call in a representative from my female gamers, yo. Okay, so the longest I have ever played a game straight was 8 hours, and that was back in the day, the NES days, for Tetris. I was completely Tetrisized. I couldn't stop. My dad kept beating me, and I swore I was going to beat him, so I just made myself play and play and play, and I would play for hours and not even think about it. And even now, I pick up Tetris, like on the Wii or something. That's it. Like, my attention is gone. You can't even bother me, yo, because I'm all about that Tetris life. As far as beating, like, a girl beating a guy in a game, I'm gonna raise my hand on that one. I can hold my own in Call of Duty, Halo, Left 4 Dead. I mean, any shooter game, you give it to me if I've played it, I got you. But, I mean, there are some times when I can't, you know, hold you and myself, so I gotta let you go. But I am pretty good. I'm pretty good, so I have known to get a lot of kills off of people. But as far as completely beating somebody in a game, it's either going to have to be Tetris or Mario. I'm repping for that old school, except for Left 4 Dead, of course. I can beat anybody in Left 4 Dead. But that's a different story because that's better co-op. So, anyways, I just wanted to leave that voicemail while I was thinking about it. I hope it's not too late. I hope y'all have not recorded yet because this is Friday.
Did we record yet, Carter?
Hey, we recording now, Shorty. You good?
I think she made the deadline.
Have a great weekend. Go Packs and hugs.
Oh, Carter. I think she took a shot at you again, man. With that Patriots talk.
Go Pats, shit, man.
She tried to sneak that in there on you, dog.
Cool. I'm gonna tackle Brady.
Hey, she knew what she was doing. She brought in the game stuff because she knew we was gonna play this during the game segment, so that we won't go back to sports. I see what you doing, Sherry. You little mastermind. Carter, man, hit him with that yurt, man.
Oh, my bad. Is the mic on? Can y'all hear me clear? Yeah. What's up, y'all? We back with the game segment. It's time to talk about our first topic, and today we actually wanted to twist a couple things up. I know you guys usually don't hear us talk about this, but we're going to talk about console versus PC gaming.
Oh.
Now, me personally, I'm a console guy. I've always been a console guy. I've always had Nintendo, Sega Genesis, fucking the Dreamcast, the PlayStation, the PS1, the PlayStation 2, the PS3, the Xbox 360, and I just grabbed the Xbox 360 with Kinect today. And I grabbed the Wii U for my girl. So I've always been about that console life. But when I've been hearing about PC gaming and with all these crazy mods that you can do and have all these, listen, my boy Eric Jones got a music video from Grand Theft Auto, yo. Like he got guys sitting on top of the roof with three cars doing movements like they in a rap video, yo. Like, and this is all off the PC. I'm like, what? He said, that's yo, crazy. He said, you gotta be about that PC life. I said, damn! I think I just jizzed in my pants.
Like, damn, I just bought the Mac.
No, but you wanna know what's funny, Jay?
What's up?
As soon as I saw that music video, guess what the first thing I did when I got home? I partitioned 100 gigs of my hard drive and installed Windows, man.
Oh, man.
I ran boot camp so goddamn fast my head was spinning. Yo, listen, when it comes to console gaming, you know what you get. You get good gameplay, you get, you know, to be able to talk to your friends in the party chats and all of that, and Bluetooth and however. But when it comes to PC gaming, the mods are ridiculous, yo. When 2K12 was out, they had guys on Olympic teams in London. I was
yo,
like,
that's crazy, dog.
Like, are you serious? Yo, PC gaming is it's a whole new world, man. Real rap. To all you PC gamers out there, I just got to tell you, I respect what you grind. Real rap, these guys have the time, the patience, the integrity, the smarts, and they got the money, you might as well say. They don't even have to spend a dime, yo. You could download a torrent, load it up on a disc, you can even put it on your hard drive and mount it, and the game is right there at the taking. That's
yeah,
it.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
Crazy.
And similar to you, like, growing up, it was kind of split for me. Like, the first games that I really ever played were, like, of course, on the first Nintendo. And from there, you know, it was, like, games on the little old Macs, like the old Macintoshes, man. I'm talking about back when I was in elementary school, man, playing, like, Asteroids and Oregon Trail and, you know, those type of old games, man. I know that's going to, you know, I know I just kind of let people know. They probably like, Oregon, what is that? What is Asteroids? But, yeah, man, those games was hot. But, yeah, from there, Carter, like you, man, my first system was the PlayStation. From there, PlayStation 2. I tried so hard to get this N64, but, you know, mom's was not getting that. So I always had to play everybody else's. And, yeah, but I jumped back to the PC and I was onto that Sims. I was in the Sims heavy, man. Like I had so many of those different expansion packs. And the last PC game that I ever played was, Unreal Tournament. Like I used to beast in that game in college, man. Just playing Unreal Tournament on my PC going crazy. And from there, man, I mean, it's just mainly been, you know, the console. I hear great things about the PC. And, you know, like, if I had more time to game, you know, I'd definitely give it a go, man. Because, like you said, those mods, man, they pique my interest, man. And it just make you want to be like, yo, I want to be able to do that. Yo, why can't I do that on the console, man? But, yo, PC life is looking real beautiful, dog. Real beautiful.
Yeah, it's something about PC gaming, man. That's real rap. Like, it's so much that I want to say about it, but I can't get into the details because people really don't know too much about it, but I'm going to just put it like this. If you want LeBron to have his actual headband from the NBA regulations, then you need to get a PC and get NBA 2K13. That's all I'm going to say. That headband shit that they got on the council, that ain't LeBron hairline. That ain't him. You can even, they got mods where you could take the headband off of LeBron and see his hairline for what it really is. I swear to God, I'm not lying. I'm not lying, bro. Real talk. If you want to see LeBron hairline without the headband, without the 7-inch headband, they got it on 2K13.
This man said the 7-inch headband, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it a bean. That's your big as shit.
Yeah.
But let's move into the next topic, man. We want to know, in the next voicemail that you guys leave us, we want to know what games must you play on a daily basis. We talking about those go-to games. We talking about if you got a Rapture account, we want to see what top 10% prestige, time, how much games you play, how much time you log. Like, all right, let's take for instance, in 2K, I'm at the elite level, I think, or advanced. It's one of them high levels. I done put in almost 60 to 80 hours on 2K. I've seen guys say 134 hours and a game only was out for like 2 weeks.
That's crazy, dog.
I said, what the?
How you eating, sleeping, dog?
How you sleep?
How you working, man? How you going to school?
That's what I'm saying, yo. Like, I was trying to figure out, like, somebody was calling out sick, goddammit.
Something, dog.
Somebody,
like,
somebody gonna tell
me. Or somebody work at home and they was acting like they was doing some work that day.
Yeah. Now, hey, I know your schedule is crazy, bro, but what games do you usually play on a daily basis?
You know, you mean before I start working?
Yeah. Before you and slam by work.
No, before I got slammed by work, man, my time was being consumed by NBA 2K and Call of Duty. Like, those were the two games that I was spending the most time playing. And, you know, when Saints Row came out, that was my joint. And the next time that I'm going to go ham is when that GTA comes out. You better believe, man. I might have saved my PTO up now, as soon as that New Year starts, so I could take a whole week off and play that game, dog. But, yeah, dude. Those are the games that I play on the regular. And of course, you know, I play a few things on the little pod. I mean, the iPhone.
Yeah, go on.
You know, few games that you got on there. Yeah, got two.
So yeah, man, like definitely it's going to be NBA 2K, obviously, man. I used to play that game almost religiously. And yeah, getting it in with that Call of Duty, boy.
All right. Well, me personally, as of right now, today, which is, what, Saturday?
Yes, sir.
I play Call of Duty on a daily basis. When I hop online, it's like this. I don't put up, when I don't put up videos on YouTube of a game that I have, you know that I'm going in with that game. Now, when it come to 2K, yeah, I play 2K religiously. I got over 200 games on the blacktop legally, playing up head up online. And I got over probably 700 games private matches. Like, I play that game religiously too, but that was when 2K first dropped. Right now, I got so much footage saved up from 2K. I could make probably about 10 more YouTube videos without even playing 2K.
Wow, and that's what's up, man.
That's how much footage I got saved up. But when it comes
You liking the Black Ops, man?
Yo, that Black Ops, dog.
I'm on Amazon right now. I see that price then got dropped to 50, dog. I might have to go get that.
Yo, real rap, yo. COD, man, I be on it heavy. I ain't even prestige yet, though.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I done prestige my weapon twice, bro. You know what I'm saying? The FAL-OSW, dog. I put the select fire on that bad boy. Now it's fully automatic instead of single fire. I be laying dudes out, man. I know it's a SMG, SMG game or whatever, but, man, my assault rifle, man, I love that joint, yo. Select.
Oh, man, you talking me into it, man. I'm like, I see that price only 50 now, man. I might go ahead and drop the half a bean for it.
All I can say is I got the Superman emblem on a gun. I got the clan tag, Europe on a gun.
Woo!
And saying, like, yo, prestiging your weapon without even having prestige is awesome. Like, what?
You can't beat that, man. You can't beat it.
Why prestige, bro? Why prestige? I don't care about prestiging. Shoot, I got my clan tag and my clan emblem on that. You're tripping, man. Listen, religiously, man, COD takes the cake right now. At this moment, it takes the cake. I'm going to keep
got
it.
You. Got you, man. Shit crazy.
Remember when we was talking about games that we was playing when we was growing up about Nintendo and Asteroids and all that?
Yes, sir.
That's our next topic. That's crazy we ain't saved it till last, but we want to know what you guys' favorite games were growing up. Now, me personally, when I was growing up, man, you guys know I had the Nintendo. That was my first system. I never had an Atari, never. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that old, goddammit. But I had a Nintendo. My favorite game on Nintendo, and even probably to this day, if I picked up the Nintendo, was Metroid, yo. Like, I know a lot of people.
Hey, that it's gonna blow your mind, but I never played that. I don't know. Maybe it was because the only people that had a Nintendo in my family was like my girl cousins. And like the only games that they had was the Mike Tyson Punch Out. Oh, yeah. And they had Duck Hunt. And I just always used to play Duck Hunt because it came with a gun. they had Mario, of course, man. You gotta have Mario. I think the game actually came with the system or something like that.
Yeah, my favorite joint from the rip was Metroid, always. I like Mario. Mario was cool. It was kinda long, but it was cool.
Yeah.
I love Streets of Rage, John.
Oh, man. Dude, I never played that on Genesis, but I used to play it on the PC emulators. And, you know, all the PC boys, they know about that, where you can play the console games on the PC. Yeah. Oh, man, get with it.
Yeah.
They got all the classic germs.
I played Double Dragon was my joint, too.
Yeah, that was hot.
I love Double Dragon, yo. Oh, man. What was that? It was a basketball game, but it was like, I think it was like three point something. It was some, but you know, little stick figure type guys shooting three, mm-hmm. all that. Them type games was crazy back in the day. Then you know I had the Larry Bird versus Michael Jordan, John. I had that, John. Listen, yo, Nintendo used to run the crib, yo. But then, man, PlayStation came out.
Changed the game.
Like, yo, I went through Genesis so fast. You know what I'm saying? NBA Jam was all I really played.
Yeah,
I really was never into Sonic and all that, but NBA Jam, dog, I was into that. I was about that life. But when PS3 came out, dog, my life changed. I started playing, like, walkthrough type games. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When PlayStation started getting those titles where they only made it for that certain system and stuff, like, I was like, oh.
Yeah. I played a bunch of games, dog. Like, I had so many games on my PlayStation 1 and on my Dreamcast. I remember playing Shenmue on Dreamcast. First, like, role-playing type game I ever played, man. But, hey, I actually want to, you know, throw a wrench into this question, dog. Pick your favorite game for every system that you owned or ever played.
Nice. Yeah, we definitely want to hear that voicemail. Definitely.
Definitely, man. So I'm going to go ahead and give mine. For regular Nintendo, I would have to say that it was probably Mario, because that's the only game that I mainly played on that. When it came to Genesis, it would have to be Mortal Kombat. And from Super Nintendo, it would have to be Street Fighter. For PlayStation, dog, what was I playing on PlayStation? It had to be like a, I remember, what was that game? Time Crisis. It came with the gun, because I told you, man, I was obsessed with them gun games, dog. Time Crisis was my shit, dog. I had both guns for that joint. For PlayStation 2, man, it would have to be Grand Theft, man. It gotta be Grand Theft on that joint. For Nintendo 64, my one of my favorite games today, man, Killer Instinct, man, fucking love that game. I know it was Killer Instinct Go, but y'all know what I meant. And yeah, man, I ain't even gonna talk about like the new generation, because we talking about way back in the day, man. So what are your joints, man, for each system?
Okay, the first Nintendo was definitely Metroid.
Yes.
The Super Nintendo, I would have to go with. What was that cartridge I used to blow all crazy trying to get that shit?
Man, ripped. Do you remember those days, man? We used to like blowing like crazy, man. Think, yeah, your little.
I think it was the X-Men John before like graphics really got crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the X-Men John. The Genesis. Well, all right. The first Sega was always NBA Jam. It was always NBA Jam for that. Genesis. It probably had to be Mortal Kombat, because I remember going to the stores and shit, yes. playing that shit all day long and couldn't wait till I got home. Spending like fucking $12 to my name.
Dude, you know what was a godsend, man? When I found out about CheatCC.com and they had all the list of the finishers. Oh boy!
We can't let that info out. Chill. But, alright, Nintendo 64. I am gonna have to say, it was probably Mario Kart. Okay. I ain't gonna lie, because I didn't.
Mario Kart was that joint. Oh my god, man! Between Mario Kart and freaking Killer Instinct, that's all me and my cousins and my friends used to play, dog. That's it. Like those was the games. I swear, man. We had this little bitty ass room, dog. We were all crowd in that room.
Like, niggas be sitting on, like, turn the garbage can upside down and sit on that. Like, man, everybody was piling that joint, all four controllers plugged in. Yes, like, sir. Man, those are some good times, man. Right.
PlayStation is definitely NBA Live 96.
Dog, definitely. Live was, oh my God.
I was that deal, dog.
Player? How could I forget Dreamcast, man? Dreamcast is how I got introduced to 2K.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when I first fell in love, man. How could I... How could I forget my first love like that, man?
Yeah, PlayStation was definitely NBA Live 96, man. Player ball, 99 overall, everything, knowing he was Jordan.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Dreamcast, like Jay said, was definitely 2K, man. 2K1, 2K2.
All of them.
Yeah, up until they discontinued it and moved it over to the main systems. PlayStation 2, I would have to say my favorite one off of that, I'm gonna have to say it might be Hitman. I was that bull.
I never played that joint on there.
Yeah,
I had a ton of games, man.
I was that bull of Hitman, yo. I was the sleekest boy. I was sneaking in the morning, dog. Why blow off the balcony and shit and walk off like nothing was happening? What?
Like, my go-to games for PlayStation 2 were obviously, you know, basketball games, but outside of that, it was Resident Evil, dog, and it was, Need for Speed. That and GTA, like, those is my games, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are my games, man.
Alright, what's next? Alright, PlayStation 3, 2K, and Xbox 2K. It's that simple. You know what I'm saying? 2K, after that, 2K just took over our lives, man. That's how
it is. Man. It's that simple, dog.
Damn,
but now I definitely want the people to call in on that one, man. I mean, I know y'all out there, all the gamers, man. Y'all gonna have y'all favorite games growing up, man. Go ahead and share them with us.
Dude, good stuff, man. But yo, I know they ready for this next segment. They ready for us to get into the music game. We got a track right here, man. Y'all gonna love this, man. This is T.I. featuring Lil Wayne. Ball.
Yeah. Ballin' in it, bitch. Okay. Hoppin' out of Lambos and Ferraris in it, bitch. Poppin' bottle with a thick red supermodel, bitch. They may talk a lot of that, but they can't do a lot of it. Aye. Rico told me turn the lights on. So I grabbed the Audemars, threw the ice on. I'm a big dog, got them pissed off. A lot of nigga rappin', ain't none in raw. They like, hey, look at T.I. Ballin' in the V.I. Bunch of bad bitches with her lookin' like a Leo. We just pull up, hop out, go in, show out. Buy the whole bar, pop, I was goin' hard, hit club so bad. These hoes so drunk, this club so packed. These hoes so drunk, this club so packed. These hoes so drunk. I got a bottle, got a bottle, got a molly, got a bottle. Bow, 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 I got a model, got a model, got a molly, got a model. The club full of bad bitches and they came to play. Okay, it must be your ad, cause it ain't your fate. Now if you looking for them bottles and them stacks, girl, then make your way up to my section where it's at, girl. Okay, now do you wanna kick it with a nigga with a meal ticket? Broke nigga looking mad, they just gotta deal with it. Get right, ho, roll the dice, ho. And you ain't gotta be a dice, cause you like, ho. But every day I strip behind the wall. I do a big ride, fly, stun, shine, and ball. I got a bunch of money, so come and get it from me. And a bucket full of bottles, bust it open if you wanna get it. Club so bad. These hoes so drunk, this club so packed. These hoes so drunk, this club so packed. These hoes so drunk. I got a model, got a model, got a molly, got a bop, bop.
Yo, what's up, Jay? IKC. Quick question. I had heard from a few people that I didn't actually watch it, so I'm going off what they said, that Nicki Minaj won, well, Best Rap Album of the Year. If that ain't some BS, I don't really know what is, but I think a lot of people can all agree that Nicki Minaj is not the best rapper's out right now. Top 20. She's definitely not top 10. She's definitely not album of the year, in my opinion, album of the year worthy. But I don't know if y'all agree. But leave y'all thoughts. I really wanted to hear about this because I heard about a few other podcasts, some dudes at school talking about it, and some people actually do believe that she did deserve it. And I really just think that it's the publicity that she has, and you know, a lot of people know, like everybody knows her by now, because she's basically global. Because of just commercials and outlandish thing that she said in, well, it's just something about Romney, and, you know, Dedication 4. So people who listen to Wayne, listen to her, people hear about it, so look, let me just listen to her and see what she's about. I think she really just got a lot of publicity, but not really album of the year worthy. So I just wanted to see what y'all thought was the best album of the year. Personally, I'd probably say Kendrick Lamar's new album. You know, it's still kind of recent, but for listening, it's been one of my favorite albums so far. I haven't listened to another album like this since I first got my hands on the American Gangster album. So, this is definitely one of my favorite albums, and probably will be for a little while now. But, yeah, I just wanted to ask that question, see what y'all thought, you know, see what y'all favorite albums might be. And I'll stay tuned, I'll keep listening, and peace out.
Okay, so what's your thoughts, Carter, man? How you feel about Nicki Minaj winning the best rap hip-hop album at the American Music Awards, yo?
All right, first of all, we're talking about the American Music Awards. This ain't the BET Awards, homie.
I know.
The first thing is, the thing about Nicki Minaj, she's a rapper. She's a hip-hop artist. She's a pop artist. She's an international artist. She's a national artist. So the thing is, what they're doing is they probably go from the first, I would say, 6 to 7, maybe 8 months of the year. That's where they declare their winner. They can't declare a winner. Like, you can't say Meek Mill is about to get an award for an album that he just dropped a month ago. You know what I'm saying? Him and Kendrick Lamar album dropped somewhat the same week almost. Mm-hmm. So you really can't describe or even tally them in a vote because their record sales are not as where Nicki Minaj's record sales are. Their albums didn't get a big enough push like Nicki's did. They're not on tour like Nicki is, you know, international and national. So for them to say that she had the best rap album as a solo artist of the year, she might have pulled it out because to me, I really can't think of too many other rap albums solo that came out this year. Mostly everything that came out this year has been a collaboration. It's that simple. You got Kanye, Good Music in them. You got MMG with their self-made. You had Jay-Z and Kanye linking up. You know, like everything seemed like it was a collaboration. Nobody dropped a solo album besides, who was that? Was it Big Sean? Big Sean dropped another solo album, right? He's not as big as Nicki Minaj. You know, he has his following, but he's not as big.
Hold
as
up, Nicki Minaj. Don't Sean only got one album? Finally Famous?
Finally Famous. That joint didn't come out. Hold on. Ass, no. Oh, no, you know what? I'm thinking wrong. That was Detroit that came out. See?
That was
sounding like album. See that?
Yeah. See? Yeah.
Everybody, see, the thing is about 2012 that I will say, everybody has been dropping mixtapes and going on tour.
Yeah.
Because mixtapes, you don't have to do nothing for. You don't have to push, promote. You don't have to worry about a budget. Just go on tour and get your money. 2 Chainz dropped the album. He's not as big as Nicki Minaj. He's the biggest feature artist of this year, but he's not a Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? He dropped the album and, you know what I'm saying? He ain't getting her sales. So, you know, as best hip hop album, they gonna give it to her because of the sales, who she is, and just the, on GP. That's how I see it.
And here's my thing. Like, you gotta look at the entire category as a collective. And at this award show, it was only 3 albums in that category, dude. It was J. Cole, Drake, and Nicki Minaj. If you look at that, you know J. Cole ain't gonna get it. Then it's between Drake and Nicki Minaj. Obviously, people are rocking with Nicki Minaj way more than they rocking with Drake. So, I mean, it's kinda like, you know, you just won by default. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a fucking high school election. The pretty girl won. Of course, she was going against 2 ugly ducklings. Who did you think we were going to vote for? You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of easy. But the thing that makes me laugh is that same album was also included in the favorite pop and rap album. So that's kind of like, how can an album be in both categories? But I don't know, man. Maybe that's just the way the award shows work. So, I mean, I don't know how, what would happen if she won them both is my question. I mean, That would have been funny.
You gotta categorize it how it is. It's funny how rap and hip hop and pop and all of this are starting to mesh together in these later years, man, because when I was listening to music when I was young, yo, either you was a hip hop artist, either you were a rap artist, or you were a pop artist. In the early 2000s, that's when rap and hip hop started combining. Then rap started to stand out more than hip hop, and people started losing their lyricism and stuff like that. And now you got rappers going into the pop phase. So it's like, you know, no disrespect to anybody's genre, anybody's generation or style, but rap right now, for how I see it, it ain't what it used to be, man. That's real rap. Like, I'm Papa Molly, I'm sweating. Woo! Like that's what we doing out here to sell records now, man. You know what I'm saying? If I get on the track and I just talk like how I'm regularly talking, and then I fade me in talking about, yeah, cause I'm the man. Yeah, cause I get bitches. Yeah, I'm the man. Papa Molly, I'm sweating. Woo! Yeah. Like that, like, if that sells records, then that sells records. But to me, man, rap is rap, hip hop is hip hop, and pop is pop. And I don't mesh the categories together at all, man. Like when I do my iTunes music, I set them up to what I think they set up. If they say rap slash hip hop, bitch, you know it was pop. You got a pop album. So that's what I'm categorizing it under. For real rap, man. That's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, dude. That's crazy, man. But nah, I think that was a good question, man. I appreciate the homie Khalil for bringing it up, man. No doubt.
All right, let's move on to the next subject. Now,
what we got?
To tell you the truth, you want me to tell the truth?
Go for it, man.
I don't know. Say now, I'm just bullshit. All right, our next subject is Dr. Dre being the highest paid musician in 2012 in the Forbes list. This man, Jay, you know, I don't even want to say it because I'm a poor nigga. You go ahead and say it.
I mean, I'm about as broke as you, my nigga, but I guess I'll man up and say this. Yeah, man, Dr. Dre topped the Forbes highest paid musician list at number one with $110 million, man.
God damn!
And yeah, he accumulated those funds from May of 2011 to May of 2012, yo. And I know many of y'all are wondering, like, how the hell did, you know, Dre make all that money? What I want you to do right now is go look at the headphones that you put on your head while you're listening to this podcast. Would they happen to have a B on them? You know, you might have helped him reach that plateau, or should I say that peak? Because yeah, Beats by Dre is what brought that money in, man. Apparently they sold almost, you know, over 50% of the company, you know, Beats by Dre for $300 million in 2011. And yeah, man, that netted Dre that $100 million. So, you know, that's how he got there, y'all. Y'all wondering, like, how the hell that nigga make $100 million? Well, yeah, they sold half of the company, and you know, that was his cut. And I think that's a nice little cut, ain't it? Ain't it, Carter? $100 million?
$100 million? Listen, if I had a money, $100 million, man, I'd pop a Molly.
And you sweating.
Yo, man, real rap. But shout out to Dr. Dre, man, for doing what he do. You know, it's a lot of moguls out there to do what they need to do to reach that top tier. But God, $110 million?
Yeah.
God, he got 10 mil off of GP?
I don't know, man. 10 mil, the 10 mil is probably actually music. I guess the other part is music related too. But yeah, man, that's probably more selling songs and stuff from online and, you know, that type of stuff. But yeah, that $100 million came strictly from Beats, man. The fact that they sold over half of the company. So, yeah.
Damn.
It's kind of like, you know, when 50 hit the charts a few years ago when he made that big sale with Vitamin Water.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, sometimes you get those really, really good years, man. Now, would it be crazy if he tops the list again next year? I don't know if that will happen. Cause I mean, can't sell the company twice, but, yeah, man. I mean, I think that's astounding, man. Collect that $100 million, man. Do your thug dizzle, man.
Nice. Well, speaking of money, man.
Money,
did you,
man.
Did you know I had a restraining order against this chick?
Oh, you do?
Yeah, what happened? Man. Because this bitch gonna say I assaulted her because I made it rain in the club.
Oh, you got your Trey Songz on.
Hell yeah, nigga.
got your T-Songs on.
Man, she thought, man, listen, look, I was in Onyx the other night. She talking about, you know, Trey? I said, yeah, bitch, take these ones. They crispy, too. Watch eyes.
Watch eyes? Watch eyes? Yo, you was slinging ones like motherfucking, what is that, Ninja Stars.
Yo, real rap, I made a hell in that bitch. Quarters, nickels, and dimes. I'm going to get it the hard way. Nah, man.
You know the pigeons was pecking, too. They was trying to pick up all them coins.
Yo, that's crazy, though, man. Trey Songz gets arrested by making it rain.
Yes, man.
How do you get arrested for making it rain?
Yo, because this shorty said he assaulted her with a dollar bills, B. You know, what happened was, you know, he had threw these dollar bills at me and, you know, it hit my left eye and it left a scratch. So I want to go down to the precinct and file charges. She want to file charges against him. And yo, them charges actually stuck too. That's crazy, man. They arrested this nigga for assaulting a female for throwing dollar bills, yo.
That's
crazy. You know what's really fucked up about it though? Is that fucking Drake and Chris Brown, the light skinned balls, they can throw bottles at people and they don't get no clink clinks on their wrist.
This nigga
throw crispy paper at a female and he got them bracelets on.
That's outrageous. That just don't make any sense. I wouldn't be surprised if these strippers don't make no money for the next few months. Niggas gonna be real tight with this bread. Like, oh, you think you gonna hit me with a suit, bitch? Sign this agreement.
I know exactly, right? Now we gotta. Hey, lawyers, though, man. Oh my god, I wish I was a lawyer right now, yo. Be drafting up those make it rain clauses.
That's crazy.
Like, yo, listen, bitch. Before my client makes it rain on you, we gonna need you to put your John Hancock on this, okay? Oh, all right, thank you.
Yo, every rapper and R&B nigga gonna think they Kobe out here. That's crazy. You're going to have to sign this agreement before we'll make it rain. Listen, before you shake that left cheek, girl, put your John Hancock on this paper. Yeah, like, god damn, but shorty can't even shake her ass. She can't even climb up a pole without signing the paper. It's going to get real ugly for these strip clubs soon enough, man.
I know, man. But hey, that's crazy, though.
Trey,
man,
keep your head up, man. I know you're probably out of it by now, but you know what I'm saying? I know you got lawyers on deck, but damn, dog. Listen, just for you, I'm a finder. I'm gonna come with 100 cash, baby, all nickels. I'm gonna make it. Oh, yeah. You think it's a saw now, goddamn it. It's a battery out there.
She gonna feel it.
I'm gonna make a hell out here, you dig me?
Got to, man. Got to. I still think that's crazy, dog. Like, man, dog, people be looking for the come up, dog.
Of course.
Looking for the come up, bro.
Wow. But look, man, this is the last segment of the music portion. We about to talk about the catch or pass. This is the it. This is final. It's almost over. I know, man. I know.
hey, hold up. Something just hit me. Shout out to the homeboy. I don't know who this is, but I was watching basketball like a few weeks ago. And Chris Webber was on the screen, and like I thought, like, yo, man, I can't even look at this man the same way because he's singing. Why get a tweet from my man like, yo, dog, all I can think about is Chris Webber talking about ESPN, ZFN, you see me, boy. Shout out to that homie, dog.
That's crazy.
Yo, man, I still can't look at Chris Webber the same way, dog. Oh, man, that dude is horrible, dog. But let's get into the cash or pass. I just thought that was funny.
All right, guys. On a serious note, let's get a little bit of professional here. You ready, Jay?
Let's do this.
All right. We're here talking about the cash or pass for this week. This week, we're talking about the game. If you don't know who the game is, we're talking about that guy from Compton, man. The straight up blood, Black Wall Street, man. We're talking about his new Jesus Peace album. It is a smash stellar hit. If you don't pick it up, something's wrong with you. Say now, we just bullshit.
I was flowing with it. You was on one.
on the pop Molly, I'm sweating. Woo-hoo! Nah, man, but we're here to talk about Jesus Peace. Game's last album with Interscope. I don't know if you guys know, but this is the last straw with Interscope, man. It looks like he's about to part ways with the company. I listened to the album before it came out when it dropped, got the deluxe edition, went to iTunes. I baited it a little bit. You know how I do, you know what I'm saying? But I got the album. I listened to it and I loved it. Kevin Hart is all over the album for the outtakes. He is a hilarious comedian, made the album even better than it is. And the Game, we all know what he drops, man. He drops the names. He is a name
drop. I was about to say, you took it. There you go. Go ahead.
So it's like, you know what you're going to get, but at the same time, it ain't the same schemes. He got different schemes for the way he dropped the names this time. He ain't talking about he got two dogs named Biggie and Pop. He ain't talking about that. This time he's talking about real rap. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely like this album. And even in the album, as I was listening to, he talking about he was on the phone with Birdman. So it looks like he may sign with Cash Money. So don't do that. In one of our other podcasts, we was talking about how Rick Ross may have wanted to sign him to
MGM. Oh man, he don't want to die neither.
Yo, yeah.
Oh, you know what, Rick Ross, man, that man, I ain't even gonna go there, man. Rick Ross, man, say your prayers, man. Shit crazy, dog.
Yeah, I see it, man. It's so
that fake life, man. That fake life catch up with you, boy.
It definitely do. But from what I heard in the album, it seemed like he was fishing around for a deal. Now, it may be subliminal, you may not catch it, but in some of the songs he says he would do a collabo album with 50. He yelled, screamed out G-Unit. Not G-U, not. He said G-Unit. I said, whoa. He was talking about The Rock, trying to get with The Rock Nation. He was talking about YMCMB, MMG. He was trying to get with everybody. You know what I'm saying? He was even talking about getting back with Dre. I said, God damn, nigga, ain't this your last album?
let me ask you this. How you feel about, like, 98% of this album having features on it?
I think that the reason why he has so many features on this album because he wants to be seen. And I have no problem with that. Fabulous did it a while back on one of his last albums, having a lot of features on his album. But nobody kills Fab on his features, you know what I'm saying? But around this time around with Game, I say like one or two people got him. But at the same time, when you're an artist in the game of today, you gotta have the new heavy hitters on your album. You know what I'm saying? He had Meek Mill on the album. Kendrick Lamar on the album. Jesus.
Nigga, he had everybody whose name he would have dropped if they wasn't on the album.
and to tell the truth, they did make the song so much better, man. I definitely respect Game for what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? He really said he was done a while back, but he gave it another shot. And he even wants to keep continuing his career. So I got to respect him for that, man. To tell you the truth, the way I feel about this album, this is definitely a Cash album to me.
I agree, man. Like, I thought it was a dope album. Like, I mean, it was. Like, you know, when you get past the whole, religious vibe, slander, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's a dope album. Like, I mean, I dig it. Like, it's hella features. You get the name dropping of Game on every single track. I guarantee it. But like Carter said, you know, he kind of throw it at you different. And I don't know. Like, honestly, it wasn't any, too many songs that really like stood out. It wasn't any songs that I was like, ugh, I want to listen to that. It was actually a dope album. Like, I mean, I definitely got to give it Cash. All right, I can't pass on this, man. So I say go grab that, man. Yeah, that Game is a dope joint.
All right, it seems to be good that we both agree.
Yeah, because you know, if it sucked, man, I would have been, you know, they would have had to went through another one of my, you know, lengthy analyses. I would have took y'all niggas track through track.
I know, right? You the draw.
Hey, Eric, they would be like, hold up. Is he breaking the tracks down? All right, I know not to buy that shit.
But yeah, if you a Kevin Hart fan, man, you just want to get this album on GP, yo. Where we're at. To have Kevin Hart on the album like he did, this nigga said, he said, hey, nigga, man, hey, the preacher was doing his thing in the AA. I'm on my way to the motherfucking strip club, nigga. You with me? You say, man, nigga, 8-10 all the way. He said, oh, all right. I thought you were about to be one of them niggas. Oh, man, I just left church. I don't want to see no bitches. I'm cracking the fuck up. Listen, I didn't know that was coming because when at my first time listening to the album, I was like, oh shit, Kevin Hart talking about, oh, I just brought a Jesus piece, nigga. Look at Jesus, nigga, he got them diamonds in his eyes, nigga, look at Jesus. Oh, nigga, Jesus got a diamond head, man, nigga. I thought that was like the only skit type joint. Yo, yeah. This nigga said, nigga, I came to church with a condom on, nigga. Somebody gonna get this dick. I said, yeah. What? He said, motherfucker, I don't give a fuck, nigga. This service is over, nigga. You gotta bite your tongue and serve, but nigga, we out. I was saying, yo, he said, nigga, look at all these one thing. I ain't putting none in the collection plate, nigga. He said, what? He said, yeah, nigga, I gave him the change. Yo, listen, I was crying outside when I was loading them bags, dog. Crying, like.
Fooling, dog.
It's a good album, man. It's definitely a good album, man. Definitely.
Yeah. I say get it, man. Definitely get that. Oh. Nah, man. We back, man. Can you believe SGM is back? I know they like, yo, are we going to have to wait another 2-3 weeks before we get another podcast?
Nah, man, they,
what's up, man?
Just got to do this. Hell no. Y'all good. This podcast is longer than a motherfucker, so I hope y'all listening.
I know, man. I mean, what did they expect, man? We was gone 2 weeks. They think we was gonna come back and drop them like a 20-minute joint. Like, yeah, niggas, we back. We'll see y'all in 2 months.
Nah, nigga, we about to get back on our consistency grind, man. Like Carter said earlier, man, we both got a lot on our plate.
New year, new ventures, and yeah, SGM is definitely on the top three in both of our, you know, priority lists. So, yeah, man, y'all gonna have some more great content coming. I guarantee it. I appreciate everybody for, you know, showing us love, downloading it, listening. All of y'all that call in and leave voicemails, we appreciate it. And y'all that be calling and leaving fucked up voicemails with people talking in your background, yeah, lose our number. You can take our shit out your phone. Like, I'm gonna just be 100 with you, cause I get sick of listening to that. If you ain't calling on SGM business, don't call the number. Carter, do you concur?
I gotta listen to them. I probably might just keep them on my personal line. I gotta hear some crazy.
Man, like, yo, if you like niggas calling up like, hey, what up, oh my God, Carter, dog, don't let me get into how many niggas be calling asking can they play with you. Like, yo, Carter, man, when you live screaming, hey, yo, IKC, man, can we run some 2K, like, my nigga. My nigga, dog. Like, I be going through, like, trying to fish out the voicemails that we can actually play on the show. And it be all these joints like, yo, Carter, can we play, man? My gamer tag is 8543, killer, killer, pop, pop. And I'm just like, like, what is going on? Like, nah, this is SGM, my nigga. Like, come on, son. Like, y'all know where you can reach Carter. Google that nigga, man.
You better. Oh man, I gotta get my voicemail set up, man. I promise. I'm gonna get it set up soon, man. We gonna start, you know, distinguishing where they can leave certain voicemails at, man. I promise.
Nah, it's all good, man. I just wanted to, just get that out there. Let everybody know. But I love the voicemails, man.
And I guess we could recap the questions that we want y'all to, drop us in the V-mail, man. As far as sports is related, let us know what y'all thought the funniest Manny Pacquiao picture y'all saw. And let us know, are you a cornball brother, or did you pass Rob Parker's blackness test?
When it comes to games, man, let us know what games you gotta play on a daily.
And what games you grew up playing on each system, man. What was your favorite joint for each system? And music, let us know, man. Have any of my fellas out there, y'all, or my females, have any of y'all ever been, you know, arrested for assault, for, you know, making it rain on these hogs? Huh?
Anything else you want to add, Carter?
Google us, SGM Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at SGM_podcast, motherfuckers.
That's right, man. Yo, it's been another great show, man. I appreciate all of y'all. If you need the voicemail number, this is it, 313-744-3766. And before we get up out of here, man, the only other thing we wanted to say is, you know, give our condolences for, you know, the children that were lost in Connecticut, you know, as well as the teachers. That was a real tragic situation, man. And, you know, the world that we live in is crazy. And we just want y'all to all keep y'all head up, man. Whatever y'all doing, say a prayer tonight or say a prayer right now for those people, man. Make sure that they can get through this, man. Carter, anything you want to say on that topic?
And my prayers go out to everybody. And also another thing on a serious note, man, the lady that saved her entire class, her family definitely needs to get a medal, man. Real rap. A star, yeah. whatever, some type of acknowledgement, because she saved a lot of children's lives. Like, yeah. Seriously, yo. I know her life was taken, but she did a very big thing. And, you know, if a lot of teachers would have did some of the same things, as some of the same type of tactics, it wouldn't have been as much bloodshed. But I'm just sorry about the whole situation. That guy right there, man, he needs to burn in hell. It's that serious. Like, yeah, I don't know what man has that many personal problems with his own mother, or even with anybody at the school. It's an elementary school. It's not like this is the high school that you went to and you graduated 2 years ago from, and everybody picked on you. This is an elementary school. What could these people have possibly done to you? Like, yo,
children.
It pissed me off, man. When I heard about it in the live stream, like, I couldn't, you know, just sit back and watch the news and just, you know, just talk about that the whole live stream, because it was so depressing. Like, I didn't want to get too much. Like, I don't even want to talk about it right now. I could never imagine sending my son off to school and, you know what I'm saying, never seeing him again.
Yeah, which, man. And that's what I was just thinking about, man. Like, when I heard about it, I was just like, what about, how do you think those parents feel? You know, the ones that left yelling at their kids, man. Like, you might have been screaming on them, or, you know, not left and, you know, got a chance to say, I love you. I mean, that's just one thing that we do in this world, man, is we take each day for granted, man. We just assume that we're going to see tomorrow. We assume that the people that we love, we're going to be able to see them again. And the crazy thing about it is that you never know, man.
Yeah.
You never know.
Definitely, man. My prayers are to everybody's family. Definitely.
Exactly, man. We just want to say that, you know, we care a lot for all those people. And, you know, we just wanted to, you know, share our thoughts on that, man. And we got a track to close this out.
Hold up. Before we go on that, one last thing. If anybody is listening to this podcast up until now, please stop promoting this. This is not for promotion. This is not to get your followers up. I know you're trying to show your respects and stuff like that, but you don't gotta post pictures of people's governments that died and stuff like, come on. This ain't, I know it's a whole brave new world with the internet technology, but this ain't the place for that, man. Like, just say your condolences, put out a status. Do not, please just stop posting people's pictures and names and stuff like that. Come on. You making a sore situation worse for the families. Cause how would you feel if somebody in your family died by a massacre and people out here putting your family's business out here, and every day you gotta think about and see what's going on? If you look at how many retweets people got and stuff like that for putting out people's government names and ages and stuff like that, that shit is, oh my God. You know what? We done, man.
Yeah. Yo, man, we just want y'all to ride out to this track right here, man. Mike Posner, it's called Heaven, y'all. And we'll catch y'all next time. Deuces!
To the families of the December 14th tragedy. Today, we shed our tear for you. Say that time will make it better. I think about what could have been. Still. say that time will make it better. And I hope that what they say is true. Cause I believe that there's a whole lot of good people. And I believe that there's a light. Sense in heaven.